friends. When Neron and Thomas approached them, one girl said,
"You the paparazzi or something?"
The girls started teasing the boys and making them laugh.
"What do you want to be in 5 years' time?" said Neron. "A long way from you two," said one girl, and the other laughed. "I want to be a dancer."
Karina turned right round to look at them. Thomas smiled. Neron took a picture.
"My dream," she said, "is to fall deeply in love and marry and have minimum 5 kids.
Then she burst out laughing and Thomas pointed the camera at her.
"We're taking pictures of dance and sport and stuff," said Neron.
The giggling started again.
"What do you want us to do?"
asked Karina.
"Take our clothes off."
Thomas could feel his cheeks burning up.
"Maybe jump off a wall or something," said Neron.
"Sure," said Karina.
"Come on."
She got up and pulled the other girls with her, dragging at their arms. Higher up, there was a slope, then a brick wall which rose out of the grass. Karina climbed up onto the wall.
"Okay, go," said Neron.
As she jumped, her face lit up. And even as she was coming down, it looked like she was lifting up, upwards into the sky, like an angel.
"Pole vault next," said Neron.
"Yeah, yeah," said Karina,
and the girls started to pick up their stuff and head off. Neron followed them, talking all the time. Thomas hung back a bit. He watched a shadow move along the bottom of the wall and dive down the slope, then up again. The fox stopped in its tracks. They looked at each other.
"My school,"
said Thomas, as if needing to explain why he was there, why he wasn't in the park. He dug his hand into his pocket and pulled out a biscuit. He threw it down on the grass in front of his friend. The fox jumped away, then returned immediately, sniffing the ground, his body low and shaking. His head went from side to side, lifted the food hungrily, and took off with it in its mouth.
"Good fox," said Thomas.
He knew he could follow the fox, but he didn't. For once, it made sense to him that he might go back inside the school again.